Do you feel uncomfortable when trying to find a financial advisor? Do you find yourself Googling what are some good questions to ask a financial advisor when you meet? Are you trying to figure out how to choose the right financial advisor? Someone who's going to take care of you and someone who will always put your best interests first? Well, it looks like the Biden-Harris administration announces rules to protect retirement savers' interests by updating investment advice fiduciary definition. That means that the Department of Labor rule is trying to protect retirement investors like you and their savings by extending the definition of who is considered a fiduciary or a financial advisor who works in the best interests of their clients. Well, we're going to talk about this and a little bit more on this episode of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And brothers and sisters, it looks like the Biden-Harris administration announced today that the U.S. Department of Labor has finalized its retirement security rule, which is going to protect millions of workers who are saving for retirement diligently and rely on advice from trusted professionals on how to invest their savings. And this includes financial advisors just like us. Traditionally, we are a fee-only advisor service, so we only put the best interests of our clients first. So we've already been acting in the fiduciary capacity. Now, if you don't know what a fiduciary is, it's basically a representative who helps make decisions on behalf of another person, and they provide advice or guidance and things of that nature. Changes include making sure that advisors are providing prudent, loyal, honest advice, and free from overcharges. Financial advisors on all levels, according to this definition, are going to have to adhere to the high standards of care and loyalty when they recommend investments and avoid recommendations that favor the investment advice provider's interest, financial or otherwise, at the retirement saver's expense. Now, this is going to help Christian investors a lot because traditionally we see people who work for a company for 10 to 20 years. They trust their company. They've been there for a long time. The income that they made helped them get their kids through college. They had a retirement. They have friends. They spend the majority of their day there. But when it comes to the retirement and actually managing those funds, the company wants to keep it there. They may make recommendations that go against the best interests of the client. And that means even investing in things that they oppose morally and spiritually. That's why you see a majority of individuals leaving their employers and leaving their money there just because they just don't know what to do with it and they don't want to make any mistakes. And employers are taking advantage of that. I remember a story of a woman who came into my office who was retiring. And before she retired, she was invited to her job for a quote unquote meeting. And in this meeting, there were about 20 or 30 other retirement employees or people who were about to retire. And they handed them all forms, almost like in class. She looked at the form, didn't really know what it was. And there was a man in there saying that he was a financial advisor. They walked each person through that sheet, entering your name, your contact information. Halfway through the form, she still doesn't understand what this is for. They're just telling her to tick this box and mark here and do this, right? So she starts getting a little bit uncomfortable. Now, by the end, when it's time for the signing, she gets cold feet and she says, you know what? I'm going to take this to another person just to take a look at it, to see what's going on. And what she comes out to find out was in that group, they were rolling over their assets to another institute and not even know it. So this goes against fiduciary responsibility. She didn't know what she was signing. She didn't know what she was doing, but the best interest was keeping the money at the employer or keeping the money with the employer's financial advisor. And this goes against the rule. This is what they're trying to prevent. Now, this new rule is going to take effect September 23rd, 2024, and it will apply when trusted financial service providers give compensated investment advice to retirement plan participants, individual retirement account owners, and plan officials who are responsible for administering plans and managing their assets. The acting secretary, Julie Hsu, had this to say. She said America's workers and their families rely on investment professionals for guidance as they save for retirement. She goes on to say that this rule protects the retirement investors from improper investment recommendations and harmful conflicts of interest. Retirement investors can now trust that their investment advice provider is working in their best interest in helping to make unbiased decisions. I think this is a step in the right direction. As a financial advisor myself, there are some people that I am unable to work with. And that's part of the fiduciary responsibility, letting someone know if this will be a good fit or it's not going to be a good fit from both parties. So as a Christian financial advisor, we really focus on biblical principles. So if you're not aligned with the Word of God or working in that capacity, it may not be a good fit. And as a fiduciary who works in the client's best interest, it's important that I tell clients that as well as I like you as a person, if the values are not the same, then this is going to be a bad relationship. And we have to be brave enough to say that. We have to be brave enough to walk away. But it also leaves room for those who truly want to believe in God and His purpose and His decree and manage their finances, an opportunity to work with someone who believes the same as they do. And I think the problem here and why we even have this rule is that we're finding that, you know, investment professionals, they weren't really playing on a level field. So they were worried about their compensation, how much money they were going to get, and not necessarily the best interests of their clients. And this kind of hindered and skewed the system in which different standards exist for advice providers based on the products that they recommend. As a certified private wealth advisor professional myself and member of XYP and Planning Network, I have voluntarily subjected myself to a higher fiduciary standard to represent these organizations. So when you see the letters behind my name, it doesn't just mean that I have a master's in business administration or I'm a CPWA professional. It actually speaks to the willingness to adhere to a standard that is higher than the industry standard. So once again, this is a great step in the right direction. I'm also a member of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. We have creeds. We have ways to conduct ourselves. It's a standard above the average. And I think that we should have a benchmark for helping our clients as well. But when we talk about prudent advice, being loyal, being able to go above and beyond for our clients, that is a standard that technically can't be benchmarked. It's something within ourselves and in the financial advisor himself or herself to do the things of that nature. That's why I love having a Christian investment firm, because our standard is the Bible, which we know is above all. So you may be asking, you know, why the new changes? Well, according to Assistant Secretary for Employee Benefits Security, Lisa Gomez, she says that these new rule update regulations created nearly half a century ago that simply are not providing the protection America's workers need and deserve for their retirement savings so they can retire with dignity. She goes on to say that the investment landscape has changed their retirement, and it is critical that our regulations are responsive to those changes so that workers can reach a secure retirement that they work for decades to achieve. And I think this is very, very simple. We need to do better as a financial industry for protecting our investors when they trust us with their life savings. So I'm curious to hear, what do you think? Do you think that this is a step in the right direction? Do you think that this new definition is going to help protect Americans in their retirement? Do you feel more comfortable knowing that there is a standard for fiduciary responsibility that is being implemented, so you know that your best interest is taken in consideration? And what about the conflict of interest? Do you think this will limit the amount of fraud and other issues that come up when retiring? Let me know in the comments below. Also, if you've enjoyed this episode, make sure that you check out episode number 228, where we discuss the new announcement of the overtime rule that will take effect July 1st, 2024. The final rule updates and revises the regulations issued under Section 13A1 of the Fair Labor Standards Act, implementing the exemption from minimum wage and overtime pay requirements for executives, administrators, and professional employees. So if you work more than 40 hours a week and you don't feel that you're getting compensated based on the minimum, go check out the episode and figure out if your compensation will change or you'll be able to work less hours per week. Well, that is it for me. Make sure that you subscribe. I am AB Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.